put you to sleep, and you have to really, you know, I talked about it a lot going into this game with our guys, is at the offensive end and at the defensive end, we have to be ready to guard at the defensive end for 35 seconds because they do a terrific job of just turning it over, you know, hoping that you fall asleep and they score. Down through the years, looking at tapes of them, and it happened today, they score a lot in the last 7 seconds. You know, like they just stay with their stuff and they put you to sleep. So you really have to be disciplined at the defensive end. And then at the offensive end, they do a terrific job and have through the years of just staying in front of you. And nothing's ever really there, and you're looking and you're searching. And so going into this game, I told our guys, we have to be ready to guard for 35 seconds. We have to be ready to take our time and get a good shot. And it played out like that. And coming down to the last play, you know, we wanted to hit Greg at the elbow. You know, we had an option for Austin cutting back door, Jason coming off a double at the elbow. Free wasn't open, Jason wasn't open, and Greg turned and went. And so we're fortunate that, he made the play.
Coach, this is exactly the kind of game that you guys lost time and again last year. How good was it to see, you know, Greg step up and make a big play?
I mean, it's game two. We got a long way to go. Our guys know that. Everyone in the locker room knows that. You know, but to come into a game where we went through a huge stretch in the second half where both ends of the court, we weren't sharp. You know, we weren't sharp. We didn't execute. We had a lead. They got back in it. They took the lead. The momentum was all with them. And for us to be able to maintain our poise, our composure, and whether it was ugly or not, to make the plays, get the rebounds at both ends of the floor to win that game, you know, that was good. That's a good feeling. You know, that's what we do. That's what we're used to doing. And so to do that today, and it was ugly. Don't get me wrong. We're far. They make it ugly. They do a terrific job, Temple, of making the game ugly. Really, the pace just gets. But that's their strength. They have veteran players. You know, I don't know whether, you know, there's not too many people in our league that are better than Allen in terms of playing in the post, and those guards are terrific. And so that's a good team. That's a really good team in a good way.
Coach, you talk about the slow ball movement and time, stuff like that. You think you guys knowing each other's system so well made the game as defensive as it was?
Well, I think what to expect. Whether Franny knows what I'm doing and I'm knowing what he's doing, you still got 10 guys out on the court that are playing against each other for the first time. And so, you know, I don't know whether that had anything to do with it. I just think that they do a terrific job of making you work when you're on offense, and they do a terrific job when you're on defense of making you work. And so I don't know whether, the years at Penn and Princeton had anything to do with that.
Comparison, I'm sorry.
No, I'm disrupting the flow. But before I forget, could you explain the injury to Beneman? I believe he has a cast on a foot.
He's got a boot on.
Boot
he,
on.
He, I don't know. He has a sprained ankle.
Okay.
Do you know? He sprained it in the fall. He re-injured it the other day.
Okay. Is it a concern? Is he going to be available to you?
He wasn't available. Yeah. It's a concern because he's not available.
Yeah. Do you think he'll be available for Savannah State?
I'm not sure yet. Okay. I'm not sure. I mean, it's not a long term. Gotcha. I mean, he had a sprained ankle. He twinked it again the other day.
Thank you.
Coach, game or in practice?
Excuse me?
In Tulane or at practice?
It actually was in the practice before Tulane. And then going out there at Tulane, I mean, the little bit of time he was out there, he tweaked it a little bit then, so we just want to be safe with it.
Folks are going to probably focus on the fact that this was not an offensive game, kind of ugly, but at the same time, defensively, was that the best half you've played since you've been here almost? Where does that one rank? I mean, it was better than last year, any game, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'll take it if you want to give us that. And I think you're right. People may focus on the offense. I think that both teams did a good job. And particularly in the first half, I give all the credit to them because of how many points we had or didn't have. But I felt like we had bad luck. Like we were getting shots that just rimmed out. And it was like, you know, things were close. It just didn't go in the basket. It felt like there was a lid on the basket for part of the first half. We were getting the looks we wanted. You know, we were getting open outside shots. We were getting open interior shots. And it just kept rimming out. But we did, and a lot of times, it's hard when you're frustrated because he goes across the lane, takes two hooks that he normally makes and misses. sometimes when you're not a good team, that carries over to the defensive end. And you don't have the gumption and the fortitude to, okay, no, just forget that and get a stop. You know, so it was good in that first half when I thought we were getting decent looks, ball didn't go in, that we still were able to get stops. You know, now in the second half, I can't say that quite as much because at both ends of the court, there was a stretch there where they were getting open looks and we were not. And as much as we missed in the second half like we missed in the first half, but they weren't the kind of looks that we wanted to get. It wasn't within the flow of how we're doing things.
I guess where I was going with that is this looks more like the team 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, defensively than last year.
I think this group will be a very good defensive team. I'm not sure how it compares and contrasts to a couple of years ago, but I think that this group will be a very good defensive team. You know, and part of that growth in which we took some steps, we still have a long way to go, is I think I said this after the Tulane game, it's just the understanding. And this team, this is one of the reasons why they're here on the schedule. You got to play defense for 35 seconds, and then you got to play defense, then you have to execute offensively for 35 seconds, and then you got to play defense again, and all of a sudden, that series of 35 seconds turns into 20-minute halves, and then you got to do it again for another 20 minutes. And just that mentality, you know, we're taking steps in that direction.
You said it's like Princeton, but it's not. Just wondering, I assume at Princeton you didn't have as many turnovers and fouls in your 46-45 games.
Well, it's like Princeton because I was sitting on one bench and Franny was sitting on the other bench. Every other way, it's not like Princeton. So, that's
it. What were you looking for with Hollis when you substituted him for Bond, kind of like the down the stretch?
Well, they were small, and I think they were taking us off the dribble a little bit, and I just thought we matched up better, and I just thought we would be better offensively and possibly defensively with him in there. It wasn't one particular thing I was looking for. I just liked the flow of the unit at that particular time against who they had in the game, because they were very small when we had Jason, Chris, Free, Hollis, and Greg in the middle.
Along the same lines, Princeton, John, I know we make a big deal about the Princeton offense, and I'm wondering, when you have players of these guys to the left and right of you on your bench and on your roster, do you wrestle sometimes with the offense that got you here, whether just take over and take it to the rim, and whether you ever design plays specifically for these guys in that offense?
We don't wrestle with it. I mean, for a large part of the second half, we were getting drives for Austin. You know, we were getting, you might have had a couple push throughs right there. You know, we get the ball. So it's not a wrestle. I mean, everybody has a system. You know, everybody has something that they do. The way we play, everything is there. I think that it's, you got to look at their defense, and their offense was as much the reason why, if you want to just look at the score was where it was in the offense. And our defense, too. I mean, I think our defense was pretty good also. But I don't think it's, I mean, I think it's the function of this game right now.
Questions for the players?
Right. Did you talk about your floor game? Your assist to turnover ratio wasn't great, but I thought you kind of controlled the tempo of key stretch.
Yeah, I just think that's part of my role. And just try to stay in the field and manage the game best I can on offense and defense end. And I think the biggest thing for us today was that we stayed together and stayed focused and kept communicating, kept playing.
Chris, can you talk about your defensive effort too? Is not only as a team, but yours as well. I mean, it seemed like you guys are really, really more active than you have been in the past.
I think we've just been really focused. Not even myself, but the job that Jason's been doing the past two games is remarkable. He's really been getting after it on defense, and along with all of our team, we've really been focused on getting stops and getting stops at crucial points of the game. So, I think it's just more of team defense than anything. We're really, you know, buying into that. Really, that's something that we're focused on.
Were you surprised at all when 23 pulled up late in the game with about 27 or 30 seconds left? It was just you and him, and he pulled up and pulled it back out, and then Greg ended up fouling him. I mean, that was, you had four fouls.
Well, I was surprised because he had two guys on the wing, and it was, you know, they were coming at me. I was going to take a charge or something, but I was surprised that he pulled up. I'm glad he did, though.
Chris, what's the biggest
adjustment from your game and who you were personally going into last year versus this year, if you had to say one or two things?
I just think that I've been through it, you know, a whole year. I've had a whole year under my belt and just been through the league my whole year. You learn a lot going through the Big East and playing against other great teams, and I think that's what helped me the most.
Chris, Jason played pretty well in typical stretches, you know, where he had that three, fell down. Do you foresee kind of a bigger role from him this year?
Yeah, we're going to expect a lot out of Jason this year. I think he's coming to his own, and as long as he stays with it, he's going to be fine. I think we're going to need him to play big minutes and be an integral part of what we're doing. So he knows that, and we all know that, and we've been on it.
Chris, can you talk about the last shot?
No, go ahead.
Y'all do that a lot, you two.
Just talk about the last shot, Greg. What you saw, what you felt, you know, what your time. Did you know exactly what kind of time was left?
I mean, when I turned around and faced the goal, I did a peek at the clock and saw how much time was left. But I mean, it was just, I mean, so much was going on with the play, you know, the way it's designed, that it was kind of a one-on-one situation. So I tried to take advantage of that.
Talk about your work going right. They said their scout was to force you right, and they thought you were going left the time that way, but you went right on that shot. Talk about your work that allowed you to break it.
I'm not asking that question.
Their scout was to prohibit you from going left and to force you right. You went right on that one move.
Okay.
You
obviously everything on the line.
Improved on that.
I definitely improved on that. In that specific play, you know, we had two guys on that side of going, they were kind of a little bit of help on that side. So if I'd have drove, somebody would have probably most likely stepped down. I would have had a lane. It was just one man over here. So that's, I mean, I just read about that.
Greg, what was it like to be? I mean, does this feel like a familiar kind of game? Talk about just last year you guys were losing these kinds of games, but today you pulled it out.
We definitely, you know, was in these type of situations last year. And I think that just, the growth of this team, I think, you know, we're definitely not going to lose this game this year. I think everybody really focused, and I think everybody understands what they need to do personally and what they need to do as a team to win games like this.
Is that something that's becoming evident to you now, just now that you guys have played two games, that this team has kind of made that shift, that you're not going to let things slip away? Or was that clear to you this summer, September?
Think,
how long has that been building?
After the season and come back this summer, I think it was definitely evident. You know, that's all people been talking about is finishing. You know, everything in practice, you know, workouts in the summer, everything was about finishing games and different things we need to do as a team to finish and win games like this. So I think it's definitely something that the whole team and the coaching staff has been emphasizing and we've been working on.
And you now, in your second year, you have a better sense personally of when you need to take that winning drive, that winning shot as well, I assume.
Definitely. I guess I don't know what to say to
that. Greg, in a game like this when you guys aren't really shooting the ball well, you kind of, you know, demand the ball at some point when you know you can take some on the rack?
I trust my teammates a whole lot. I know that they can hit shots. You know, I practice on them every day. I play with them. I know they can hit shots. You know, everybody has off days. But, you know, you just got to grind it out. You got to keep playing as a team, and you got to fight through it. And I think we did that today.
Greg, what you make of LaVoy Allen? How's he compared to some of the other big guys you've seen?
He's good. I mean, going to the game, definitely not Scott Rapoche. Our coaches were definitely stressing how good a rebound he was and what he meant to his team. And I think today he didn't fall short of that at all.
Did you think he was a solid position defender?
Yes. I mean, he's very good defender. He's very good player. I mean, every aspect of the game, he's pretty good.
If you were just playing pickup, would you rather be on the perimeter passing or would you rather be on the blocks? If you had your brother.
I mean, pickup, I probably.
Depends on who's guarding.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but if I had to pick one, I would be posting up.
Do you ever wrestle with that yourself? Like, what should I be doing? Because you're a good passer. And you should
go. Yeah, I mean, it's just about making the right plays at the right time. That's all it's about. I mean, every basketball player, you know, has to differentiate when they have to do one or the other. So I think it's just about making the right plays.